Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. One of President Clinton's former partners in the Whitewater real estate deal is changing his story and reportedly accusing the president of wrongdoing. More from White House correspondent Bill Plant.
James McDougal now says that Mr. Clinton, then governor of Arkansas, attended a meeting at which an illegal $300,000 loan to Susan McDougal was discussed. At his trial, McDougal testified Mr. Clinton wasn't there, and the president denied being there in his videotaped testimony. If the charge is true, it makes McDougal, who was convicted of fraud, a perjurer as well. So he's now offering what he calls proof that he lied. 5 lie detector tests, all of which he flunked. Susan McDougal continues to say that Mr. Clinton was not involved. But her ex-husband now claims that she had an affair with Mr. Clinton. Susan McDougal's attorney, David Byrd.
This is part of an orchestrated campaign to strip her of her credibility. She was first accused of wanting a pardon. She hasn't asked for a pardon. Says she wouldn't take it if it came in the mail. And now, this is the traditional way you strip a woman or try to strip a woman of credibility. You accuse her of having an affair. It's not going to work.
Attorney Berg says Susan McDougal will continue not cooperating. The White House has no comment. Bill Plant, CBS News, the White House.
The cigarette industry is challenging new federal regulations, as Jim Krasula reports from Greensboro.
Does the Food and Drug Administration have the authority to impose sweeping new restrictions on the sale and marketing of cigarettes? That's what lawyers for cigarette makers, advertising agencies, and the federal government will argue before a federal judge here in the heart of North Carolina's tobacco country. The new regulations include banning cigarette advertising at sporting events and on things like clothing and tote bags. The FDA says the new restrictions will help slow the rapid increase in teenage smoking. Cigarette makers claim the new guidelines are unconstitutional. The tobacco and advertising industries will ask federal Judge William Osteen to issue an injunction blocking the new regulations, which also call for non-colorized cigarette ads and the elimination of popular cartoon characters like Joe Camel. Jim Krasula for CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
The O.J. Simpson jury returns to work today weighing dollar signs. David Dow has more.
The 6 men and 6 women will file into a small room off Judge Hiroshi Fujisaki's courtroom to again wrestle with the issue of punitive damages to punish O.J. Simpson. Many think there was an element of punishment in the jury's surprisingly high $8.5 million compensatory damage award. And a rerun, says CBS News legal consultant Victor Gold, could bring action.
If this jury comes in with a high award of punitive damages, there's a very good chance, in my estimation, that Judge Fujisaki will reduce these awards to bring them more in line with the awards that we see in similar cases.
During just over 2 hours of deliberations Friday, the jurors asked to see display boards portraying sharply conflicting pictures of Simpson's financial health. That indicated to some legal observers that they've already passed the question of whether to impose punitive damages and are now debating how much. David Dow, CBS News, Santa Monica.
A British au pair faces a murder charge in Boston for allegedly causing the death of a 9-month-old boy by shaking him violently. 18-year-old Louise Woodward is in police custody, and her former employer, Harris Comerchain, recalls a girl who wouldn't even hurt a bug.
We really had no reason to believe that she could have done what she allegedly has done.
A prosecutor says the nanny admitted shaking the baby because he was fussy. In Birmingham, Alabama today, Walter Leroy Moody Jr. faces a possible death sentence for killing Federal Appeals Court Judge Robert Vance. Moody was convicted of the 1989 mail bomb campaign in which Vance died. American Airlines and its pilots union today begin federally mediated talks aimed at avoiding a strike on Saturday. Union spokesman Jim Philpott.
If we cannot get a settlement, there will be a strike.
American spokesman Tim Smith says the company will not try to operate without its 9,300 pilots.
We will shut the airline down completely, and also American Eagle as well, which is not involved in terms of the dispute, but then has no large airline to feed.
American's pilots, who have not had a basic wage increase since 1993, are seeking an 11% raise. A White House commission reportedly wants billions of dollars more to enhance aviation security and improve air traffic control. The Wall Street Journal reports the panel wants at least $500 million over the next 5 years to pay for high-priority airport security projects, stopping short of inspections of checked baggage. 2 more demonstrators have died in clashes with riot police in Albania's southern port of Vlorë, one of a bullet wound, the other of a heart attack. BBC newsman Chris West on the scene says marchers have surrounded a police station.
It's a very ugly situation indeed. About 100 riot police are penned in on the roof of an apartment block. just by their police station by a crowd of about 5,000 people who are throwing stones, lumps of concrete ripped from buildings at them. The police are throwing the lumps of concrete back at them, and I've heard a very concentrated burst of automatic gunfire.
A third demonstrator died last night. Angry crowds have been protesting the loss of their savings in a collapsed pyramid scheme. A Spanish Supreme Court judge was shot and killed this morning on a Madrid street. Newswoman Joanne Episcopo reports police suspect Basque separatists.
According to police, the 69-year-old judge, Rafael Martinez Emperador, was shot in the head outside his house in the center of the city. He died shortly afterwards. Police say two young males were seen running away from the scene of the attack. Spanish police say they found a gun cartridge at the scene, similar to the ones used by the separatist organization ETA in previous attacks. Judges have been targeted in the past, along with military personnel, by ETA, because they represent symbols of the Spanish state.
In France, an immigrant-bashing political movement has seized control of the southern town of Vitrolles. As Elaine Cobb reports, it's a trend.
The extreme right now controls four towns in southern France, giving it useful leverage ahead of next year's national elections. Running on a law and order ticket and calling for a halt to immigration, the National Front took advantage of corruption scandals and lack of focus affecting the main conservative and socialist parties. The tension in Vitrolles over the last few weeks spilled over into violence after the results were known. Rival supporters clashed in polling booths and youths smashed storefronts.
The National Front advocates expelling 3 million immigrants. Ecuador has sworn in its first woman president. Rosalia Arteaga was named to the interim role after a comic opera crisis in which Congress dismissed President Abdallah Bucarama, who called himself El Loco, for mental incapacity. A German and two Russians blasted off this morning to conduct scientific experiments on the Mir space station. They'll join American astronaut Jerry Lininger. Health officials across the country are watching New York as it begins controversial mandatory AIDS testing of all newborn babies. New York already conducts anonymous HIV tests on infants for statistical purposes, but the New York Times reports hospitals have now agreed to mandatory disclosure of the results. Westinghouse, parent company of CBS, has announced that it's buying two country music cable channels, the Nashville Network and Country Music TV. They're being purchased from Gaylord Communications, and that deal is being valued at over $1.5 billion. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is ahead 16.94. And that's the World News Roundup for this Monday, February 10th. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.